Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Shit Talking Banter podcast. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. So I am going to be going solo today. Not because I don't have any guests, but it's more so that I just wanted to do like a wrap-up thing for 2021, which has been a up and down kind of year. So I'm not going to take too much of your time. It'll probably only be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes or something like that. But you'll already be able to see this with the timer thing anyway. So I'm just rambling shit because it's a bit awkward whenever you're just by yourself talking. It's some people might think you're insane or a narcissist. I'm neither. But yeah, I've got my Santa hat on. I don't know if you can really see it as well, but yeah, it's I don't even know why I'm wearing the headphones. I'm just so used to putting them on. And of course, the Santa hat doesn't fit my head either because I've got a big fat fucking head. So, but yeah, it's kind of sad that it's the end of this year. Sad in the sense that there's been so much like riding on this year after coming out of 2020. And we thought that 2021 was going to be different, and it's just been shit again, hasn't it, really? Especially here in London, where this new COVID scare has came about, which is, I think it's going to send us back into lockdown, to be honest with you. I did get COVID in October, so I think I had the Delta variant. I possibly might have had it as well whenever I was back in Sydney also, just the regular COVID, but I kind of kicked it in 3 days, and then in October, whenever I got what I believe was the Delta variant, it fucking set me back. There was a point where I haven't actually really talked about it openly on the podcast, but there was a point where I thought that I nearly died. So it's kind of, it's like a funny story, but it's kind of not at the same time. So when I was, whenever I was going through the symptoms, they weren't bad at the start. Like the first day was maybe like a few sniffles and a bit of like a rusty sort of throat. And then the second day, I started getting hot and cold flushes, but they weren't even that bad. Like I was like still, like I was drinking, eating junk food and playing Xbox. And but I just noticed that like I was getting cold, so I threw a blanket on me, and then I was getting really hot, so I threw it back off me. And it just kept on going like that the whole time, the whole night. And then I went to sleep, and I woke up 2 hours later in the middle of the morning, just like head spinning, really dizzy. Like the hot flush didn't come until I got up. So I got up and I went to the toilet, and as I was peeing, and no word of a lie, I just could feel like my throat closing over. It just came over me all of a sudden. It was fucking, it was insane. Like I actually think I have some trauma from it. And I was still peeing, and I just ran back in the bedroom because I needed to lie down. So I don't know where the piss ended up. I hope it was in the bowl. Emma hopes it was in the bowl as well. But I just caved straight onto the bed. Obviously, it woke up Emma, and Emma was like, "What's wrong, Nathan?" I was like, "Open the window. Open the fucking window." And then she was just like, "We don't have a window. It's a door." And I was just like, "Open the fucking door." So she opened the door, and obviously, like, I was still, like, hyperventilating. That's the only way that I could describe it. But the fucking sweat and the just the heat of it, like, it gives me shivers thinking about it to this day. And there was, like, something that just clicked in my head. And I was just like, Nathan, you're going to die if you don't fucking, like, control your breathing. So I just started controlling my breathing. I'm probably making this sound more dramatic. But, I mean, people who know me know that I'm dramatic. So that's all right. But, yeah, I was, I just, like, took control of my breathing. I tried to calm it down, and I did calm it down, but the fucking hotness was still there. So, as you can imagine, it was hard to try and get back to sleep. Got back to sleep, woke up the next day, and I couldn't move. Like, I actually couldn't physically move. Like, I tried to stand up, and I, like, collapsed under the ground. My whole body was absolutely aching. Like, I mean, my legs were just shook. It felt like I went and done a leg workout, and it was just insane. So I had to like crawl everywhere in our house. So I like crawled to the toilet to take a shit. I crawled to the fucking sink, tried to force all my might to get a drink of water. Thankfully, Emma's symptoms weren't as bad that day. That mine were the worst. So she was able to help me a bit. But she was just laughing at me because like I literally just couldn't walk at all. And then I would say it probably kicked it in about 7 days. It went away. And then that was it. It was gone. But I still think I have long COVID. So like just felt shitty and just like a lot of fatigue. You're probably like, why is he still going on about this? But there is a reason for the story. So with this new wave coming through, Omicron or Omericon or whatever the fuck, Jamiroquai, whatever you want to call it. I think I had a scare on Monday. So I think I might have possibly had it. But I tested negative in the PCR and two lateral flow tests. But I woke up on Monday night and it was just fuck it. So Monday the 13th, woke up and I swear like it was just the same symptoms that I had before. Maybe not as severe. It was kind of less mild, I would say. But because I had the fucking COVID Delta variant before, I was shitting myself. I was like, fucking hell, have I got this again just before Christmas? That meant that it would have been like my 10-day quarantine would have been up until next week sometime. So I was just like, no, this isn't happening again. But I was letting it like take over me. So I don't know why I was like letting it take over me and like I was hyperventilating again. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Control my breathing. And it wasn't until Emma was like, Nathan, control your breathing. And then I don't know why it took it for her to say it, but then I just did. But it's crazy what the amount of hold that it can have on you. Now, I'll be open with people. I don't really care what you think of me. I haven't got the vaccine. The reasoning behind why I haven't got the vaccine is because I work out, I get enough sleep, I take my vitamins, and I believe that I'm a healthy individual. I understand that the vaccine can help vulnerable people and it can help people who maybe don't do some of the things that I just mentioned there. And that's fine. Like I'm not saying for people not to get the vaccine. And people shouldn't be telling me to get a vaccine. It's a personal choice. But after having it, it's kind of made me think, should I get it? But then you read up online and it says that you've got natural immunity and your antibodies could actually be better than the vaccine antibodies. And with these new variants coming out, are we going to have to keep on getting vaccines? And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've always said this before. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Whenever I traveled to the other side of the world, I had to get typhoid shot and fucking God knows what else. And so I'm not an anti-vaxxer. So I hope anyone doesn't label me like that. And again, if you're vulnerable, fucking get it. I'm not going to fucking be out here telling you not to get it. If you want to get it, you get it. You do you. That's it. But I just want this shit to end. Like, it's really annoying. Like, I'm scared to go into the fucking city now because what am I going to get off someone or is going to fuck up Christmas holiday plans? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's more so the planning that I'm worried about because other people could get it and then it means they're 10 days. They're fucked. They can't do anything over the Christmas period. I know it's first world problems, but I mean, we had a shit Christmas last year. So this Christmas, everyone's trying to make up for it really, aren't they? And that probably goes across the whole world. Unless you're in fucking New Zealand or whatever. But I wouldn't want to be there. Funny enough, talking about New Zealand, I bet you a lot of people don't know this, but your girl Jacinta Ardern, I know everyone was like, oh, she's amazing, best thing since sliced bread. She was at the start. Like, I think she was probably one of the best things that she'd done for the country was to shut it down completely. But then, obviously, whenever we start getting more research out, and like, eventually, you're going to have to open up the borders to let people in, so there's going to be natural immunity and shit like that. But she's came out now and she said that she wants to have government funded media that are going to put out the correct information about COVID. Now, I always thought journalism was like freedom of speech sort of thing, or so they say. And it was never like government funded. It was always by corporates. So that's a bit weird because Hitler done that. And a lot of other people, but Hitler did it. That's the only one that I can really think of with his propaganda, the fucking war machine. So that's a bit weird. Maybe whenever you say, oh, I wish I was in New Zealand, maybe don't. Just don't. Anyway, going off the COVID topic, I've got my sweatshirt on. Little Star Wars ones for people listening, people who are not obviously watching. £8 in Primark, wherever you're living. Not too shabby, not too bad. I did order one, a Dunder Mifflin one, The Office, off Amazon, and it came and it was like paper, so I was really fucking annoyed about that. The reason why I was annoyed was because it cost £50. So you would expect good quality for a jumper, like a knitwear like that, but they obviously just dummy up my ass, so that's great. Yeah, speaking of Christmas, I bet you a lot of you know who Gary Glitter is, but I bet you don't know what song that he done. And it's a fucking class song. Like, I always listen to it. Another Rock and Roll on Christmas. It's like, another rock and roll on Christmas, another Christmas rock and roll. That is Gary Glitter, who is a pedophile. And I only found that out a couple of years ago. I was singing the song the whole time. Like, I just kept on singing it. Like, after, obviously, all the shit came out. And then, now I'm kind of, like, iffy about singing it in public. Because, or at work. Because people might be like, you know, that's Gary Glitter. But people sing Michael Jackson songs. So, hey, only joking. That's not bad. I mean, that is bad. I mean, I don't know. I just took a glass of water there for people listening. The whole Michael Jackson thing, I was actually talking to someone about this the other day, and they're saying, oh, it's because of his upbringing and stuff, and it's because of his dad, and he didn't want Michael to have a life, and that's why whenever Michael was older, he started like hanging about with kids and stuff like that. But I mean, that's still fucking weird. Like nowadays, that wouldn't be allowed. Like, if you find out someone was doing that, like, all I'm saying is he's lucky that social media wasn't a thing back then, because if it was, Michael would have been a pedophile. And it would have came out. He got away with it, kind of. Just like Jimmy Savile. Speaking of Jimmy Savile, that podcast that I done with Jill Greenfield. I get so many, because I've done so many guests, I forget all their names now. I'm not saying that to be big headed or anything. I'm shit with names anyway. Whenever I go to like sports, like MMA or fucking football, like five aside, and I'm introducing new people, like, oh yeah, my name's John. Hi, John. And then like 2 minutes later, I'm like talking to him. I'm just like, hey, guy. I don't know if other people do that. Maybe it's just a male thing, or maybe I've got ADHD. I don't know. But yeah, back to that Ghislaine Maxwell trial. That's another thing that I'm pissed off about. At the start, whenever it was beginning the whole court case, and I made this argument to Jill as well, I said that they were not putting as much as they should on the corporate media outlets, and they were pushing the COVID agenda. And it's just bizarre, because like, this is one of the biggest stories in the last few years. Like, this is massive. And it's obviously because they're in the back pocket of the people who are probably involved with Ghislaine Maxwell. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I think it might be. And I know I've said that I was a Trump supporter at the start, over the years, whenever he was still in office, the support dwindled. Is that even a word, dwindled? I don't know why I said it, but anyway, then he started to piss me off. I think I kind of just liked it because he wasn't a politician, and it was kind of the opposite of what everyone else was wanting. Everyone wanted Hillary, whereas I wanted Trump in, because it was something different. Not that it affects, well, it kind of does affect me. It affects the markets and stuff like that there, so you could say that it affects me, and it also affects the relationship that it has with the country that you're living in. So people who say that it doesn't affect you, it kind of does actually. Just kind of corrected myself there. But yeah, people like Trump were involved with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So were the Clintons. All these fucking rich, fucking fat cats. Like, it's crazy. It really is crazy to think that could be allowed in today with social media, which is one of the points I made earlier about Michael Jackson. And it was allowed to happen. And then you got the fucking royals as well, Prince Andrew. Like, that fucking, see that interview he done? It was absolutely hilarious. Like, he was saying that I don't sweat and stuff. whenever he was in a nightclub and he doesn't know who that girl is. It was Photoshopped, the picture. I'm telling you now, I've been dealing in Photoshop. That is a very hard fucking picture to make. Whoever's done that, it's probably one of the creators of Photoshop. That is fucking insane. And Gillian was in that photo. So, yeah, back to my original point anyway. Sorry, I know I'm going off on tangents on this, but that's what happens whenever I don't have a guest to try and, like, you know, keep me calm, keep me sort of engaged in the conversation. I'll think of fucking 10,000 other things. Kind of like Alex Jones. I think I do have ADHD. But doesn't everyone? Everyone kind of has it. In a way, there's probably just different severities. And if you go to the doctor, they'll probably just tell you that you have it anyway, just to, you know, keep you sane or something. I don't know. That Glenn Maxwell trial, I can't wait to see what the outcome's going to be. It's going to be very interesting. It's so shit that there's no media allowed in the actual place, like no cameras, so we're just getting this shit fucking pictures from the fucking artist. I shouldn't say that, they're not shit, they actually are pretty, they are pretty well, but you know what it's like, oh, sketch me a picture of the guy who robbed your house and it's like fucking clown with three eyes or something. But yeah, anyway, I digress, fucking going off on another tangent about fucking clowns now. I was thinking of the Simpsons episode whenever I was watching it the other day, the Christmas one where Bart goes down to sneak his presents early and he gets a toy truck and the water squirts out of it, goes on the electricals, and then the whole fucking tree goes up in flames and he's like, a robber came in and he starts putting on the waterworks. But he's describing the robber to Chief Wiggum, and whenever he's describing it to the police, he shows the picture and he's like, this is our guy. And it's just like, it looks like Krusty the Clown. But it's not, obviously, because they already done Who Framed Krusty in the very first season. Another Christmassy sort of thing as well to talk about is The Nightmare Before Christmas. There is one line in that movie that makes me piss my pants. And it's made me piss my pants since I was like 6 years old. And I think is all though what I'm about to say. It's the bit where Jack Skeleton starts singing, what's this? What's this? It's something very queer. And I don't know why, like, I laugh at, like, I'm just a big kid, like, and I'm not fucking homosexual or I'm not homophobic. In denial. Yeah, but like, whenever he says that, he's like, what's this? What's this? It's something very queer. Just fucking, I don't know why, like, I'm 26 years old and like, I still laugh at that shit. But yeah, that's very funny. Watch out for it if you're looking at it, watch out for it. Another funny blipper. Well, it's not really a blipper. No, it is kind of a blipper. And Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger at the very end, where Arnold is about to go up to his kid, the firemen come. And like to get the guy, the evil guy in the green suit down from the thing and the child. And they open up a ladder, like the firemen, and it smacks one the extra straight in the face, like right on his jaw. And like the guy is just, he takes it solid. He just keeps on going, like, and being in the scene, I'm just like, fucking hell, that is crazy. Because it was some whack. Like, imagine getting fucking just shafting that open and just smack straight in your jaw. Fucking mental. Another funny thing, why do I keep on saying as well? That's something, one of my New Year's resolutions, I'm going to make sure that I don't say that in the podcast, because you're probably thinking, God, he's got fucking something wrong with him. I was going to say he's got ADHD, shouldn't have said that, oh well, just did. But yeah, another funny thing is, my friend Alfred, who I used to train with in the SBG, he's going for a title fight at the weekend, and the guy and him square off, and holy fuck, it was really intense. From the guy, he like was shaking all and going up in Alfred's face, and like he fucking like squared up to him, pushed him, and was expecting Alfred to give a reaction. I know Alfred, I knew he wouldn't be like that. So Alfred done like a wee like sort of salsa dance and like smiled at him, and like everyone was laughing, and the guy was just like red faced, like, because obviously, like, if you watch like Conor McGregor, if you watch any boxing things, whenever the other person tries to like get a reaction on him, 9 times out of 10 they usually do. So it takes a lot of balls and like a lot of fucking character not to give into it. And Alfred didn't. And he was just a stud just standing up there. Like, and the guy was just like, oh fuck. And obviously it's a small organization as well. So like there's only a couple of people in the room. So I'm sure it was very awkward for the guy. But yeah, listen, I've had some great guests this year as well. I did take a break, which was very important for me, because I was getting bogged down in fucking just bullshit. Like, I was like chasing likes, chasing followers. I was thinking in my head I was going to be fucking famous. Just like all the, like, it's good to have dreams, but you can't fake it to make it on this sort of platform. Like I said in my previous episode, I think fake it to make it's good in sports, but whenever you're on social media, it's just, it's a big no-no. It can be very draining, and it can, like, it can just really leave you in a bad mental state. So I took like 2 months off, 3 months off, and I'm not even joking, it's been so good for me. So I urge anyone who is on social media all the time, and like, this is more so aimed at people who have businesses or if they're trying to be like an influencer. Not so much like other people who are happy with their life to have their jobs and they may go on like Instagram like a few days out of the week. This is for people who are, obviously they need social media to market. Like, I think it's the best to actually just take a break and then come back to it. Trust me, you'll thank me for it. It's changed my whole outlook on it. Like, I'm not chasing the fucking likes or followers. I created a new page and I've started off from the bottom, and I'm not liking people's photos to get a like back. I'm not following people to get a follow back and then unfollow them afterwards. Like, that is fucking toxic. I know there's a lot of people out there who do it. Sure, even your girl, Molly May, she done a podcast episode with someone and it's blowing up now on social media. And she's saying that she doesn't care about friends. She doesn't care about any sort of relationships. She just wants to promote whatever she can to make money. So she's promoting stuff and she's admitted that stuff that she doesn't even believe in. And a lot of people are doing that online. So just check yourself before you fucking wreck yourself and you buy some shit product from some influencer that you like, because 9 times out of 10, it's probably not going to be good and you're probably going to be kicking yourself in the head afterwards. A good product to buy is Emerald Farm CBD oil. It's very good. I use it. And actually got gifted to me by Paisley and Jacob, who were on the podcast. Lovely people. Definitely check out their stores. Or not their stores. Check out the stores that they sell their products in. So they have a couple of different variety of products. But the main one, the CBD original one, is fucking good. Like, if I have extra pains, put it on my on whatever body part it may be. I don't know why I looked down at my dick. Because I haven't done that. But yeah, it's really good. I even had heartburn and I took a couple of drops and swallowed it and I got rid of it. That's fucking weird. Because I didn't know that I could do that. But yeah, the main point is social media. Take a break. You will thank me for it. Trust me. Probably I'll share some information about the podcast, which was the biggest episode of the year was Katie Hopkins. I was going to say Katie Holmes. Fucking start jumping on the city after like Tom Cruise. Yeah, Katie Hopkins, I know these people are probably thinking, oh, she's a fucking cunt and everything we see in the media, blah, 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 but she's not, she's actually a nice person. Yeah, some of the things that she said was kind of like, I was just laughing because like, it wasn't awkward, but it was just laughing because she just said it and she doesn't care, she has no filter, and I like people like that, authentic people, not this fucking woke bullshit that you get online. So people who are obviously authentic, like, and people can be different. I know I just taught myself I'm a track star, but people can be different. People can like people who are just playing to what society want them to do. But people who think outside the box, that's the people that I like. Obviously, some things she said are mistakes as well. And she has went back on them. Like, I did ask her about the child's name thing. Like, and she said that she was like kind of ambushed by it. And she kind of knew that she fucked up already by naming her child India. And then saying that she didn't like anyone else called a country, but she explained herself and she took it on the chin, but it was just fucking hilarious. I couldn't miss that opportunity, said to her, and got a lot of good feedback off that one. And then the guests afterwards have been great as well. Like, it's good to have kind of like those celebrity guests in to obviously branch out and get a new audience, but I like getting other people as well who maybe aren't well known, and because I'd probably learn most out of them, to be honest with you. But yeah, I've got some great guests lined up for the new year, and I can't wait for everyone to see who it is. We'll be back. I don't know why I say we'll be back. I think it's just like a thing that people say, even though they're by themselves. I'll be back. See, whenever I say that, I sound like I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I'll just say we'll be back. Whenever I come back, I come back. Whenever I come back in the new year, it's going to be a great guest, and we'll be coming back on the first week of January. And we will hopefully be branching out into different sort of projects. I want to try and get on the more podcasts myself, and try and maybe team up with other podcasts, maybe do some live podcasts. I think that would be the way to go as well in the new year. But sign up to the newsletter and go on to the new Instagram page, share it with people. I mean, it would be amazing if you could share it with people, because like I said, I'm starting off from the bottom and everyone needs a helping hand. And it's the fucking season of giving, so fucking give. And other than that, yeah, subscribe to YouTube channel, like, share, fucking do everything like that. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. Cheers. It's just water. I wish it was whiskey, but I have to go fucking do something after this. Food shop, which is shit. But yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Old Lang Syne. Oh, there's stuff. I'm just stalling now. I should just get off. See ya.